For our Monday series, This I Believe, we have received over 14,000 essays submitted by the general public. Today's comes from Betsy Chalmers, who works at a printing company in Richmond, Virginia. Here's our series curator, independent producer, Jay Allison.
It's one thing to live a life guided by belief and to hold to it in the face of challenge and hard times. It's another to have that belief rigorously tested every day for 28 years and counting, like Betsy Chalmers has. Here she is with her essay for This I Believe.
I believe in faithfulness. I met him when I was 19, married him at 20, and we were separated when I turned 22 because he was arrested for and then convicted of a violent crime. He had failed himself, his family, his wife, and his future, but he was my husband. I was mad, sad, disappointed, and frightened, but I loved him, and he needed me, so I stayed. I stayed through weeks of trials, years in jail, and decades in prison. I have faith in the covenant of marriage and of the God we stood before when we took those vows. I have faith in my husband and his ability to grow and change and become a better man, no matter where he is, and he has. I have faith that time makes changes in us all we cannot avoid or ignore. I am now 50. He is 55. He is still my husband and my best friend. I see him 4 hours every weekend, and I talk to him on the phone twice a week for 20 minutes. I'm not deceived or a martyr. I am not stupid, uneducated, or desperate. I am a wife. I work, have a mortgage, a 9-year-old car, 2 dogs, and bills, just like everyone else. This is so close to me, it is hard sometimes to realize I am only one wife of over 2 million people who live behind bars. I have not made many friends at the prison. I keep that part of my life separate, but it's always there, always a part of every decision and choice I make. Somewhere in here, I think I'm supposed to say I believe my husband is innocent, that the system didn't work, and that we're victims of whatever. But that isn't the point. How do we choose what crime is over the edge, or what sin is too great to be forgiven? Yes, I get angry at the situation. I have grieved the loss of many of the normal things others have and have done, like having children and vacations abroad. This is not the life I would have expected for myself 30 years ago, and it isn't one I recommend to others, but it is my life. At 50, I have come to the conclusion it is not the life I have that defines me. It is the way I choose to live that life. I choose to live it being faithful. This brings me peace. This allows me to have joy. This keeps me aware of my husband. My spiritual faith has given me the foundation to live this life, not just survive it. Faith in a God who has not abandoned me. Faith in a man who loves me. Faith in myself. I believe in faithfulness.
Betsy Chalmers, with her essay for This I Believe. When Chalmers sent us verification of the facts in this essay, she said, "Our request made her question the reality of her situation." She wrote, "I've dreamt of Carl driving past me in a truck, walking up the alleyway when I'm putting out the garbage, waking me up for sleeping too long. There really are times I wonder if it's real at all." We hope you'll consider submitting an essay to our series. To find out more, visit npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Support for This I Believe comes from Capella University.